Yes, guys, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast. We're coming to you today with another tier list video, and this is going to be an off-plan meal tier list. So for those of you who are food-focused, JP, I'm talking to you.
Yes.
I'm sure you're going to enjoy this.
I feel like what we should do is, like, if we ever prep at similar times, like, to be fair, this year would have been good. We should have done one, like, immediately afterwards, because I guarantee our answers would have, like, serious prep tax. Prep tax, your taste buds are just all over the place.
To be fair, I think ours will be quite different.
Yeah.
So basically,
I'm 3 days into a diet, guys, so food focus through the roof. I'm going to have everything in God tier. We've got five different tiers again.
Yeah, five tiers. We've got elite, banging, decent, meh, horrendous. So that's in order. Obviously elite being the best and horrendous being the worst.
I think the problem is, though, with these is, like, there's certain occasions where it would fit, like, really well. Like, a first date would be a different, like, let's say you go on a first date. There'd be places that I would probably put as, like, decent. There'd be places that I put as decent, but, like, as a first date, you'd be like, oh yeah, it's simple. Yeah, you can't,
it's
go
phase
wrong.
Dependent as well.
Yeah,
it's like, so if you're directly post show versus, like, peak off season, it's
So right, I've got the list.
We've got to have three in each. That's the rule.
Which might be a struggle, but we'll see. So I'm gonna go through them randomly, like as we did for the last one. We actually don't know if the reception of the last one was good because it hasn't been released yet, but we'll see.
We'll go through these. Just put them all in, and then if we've got like five in one, we have to move them.
Okay, so first one, we've got sushi. I hate sushi. I hate sushi. I don't like fish, but I like rice. But I've never like actively ate a bit of sushi. But I wouldn't. I would have that bottom tier for me. But I could happily argue for you to say, like,
I'd have that in banging. I think
really
food quality wise, it's generally it's quality fats, rice, which is generally going to digest very well for most people. Quality protein. Like,
it's quite expensive, though, for
it
what
is
it is.
Expensive.
So can we? Is that going to put that down into decent, especially considering my opinion?
Okay, we'll agree on decent for now.
Okay, cool. But I do feel like that's going to be a tricky one to put.
Yeah.
Okay, we have pub food.
So we're classing that as, like, let's say, going to, like, Wetherspoons and just...
No, I was thinking like a nice pub. Like, we're talking steak. You've got, like I said, potatoes earlier. You know, you've got maybe like a nice starter, like a good pub. You know, like a nice pub. I probably have that at like decent to banging. Like, for me personally, I wouldn't be like, I need to go out for. I haven't had that many pub meals.
Yeah,
but
I'm not very experienced in like pub.
No, I'm not. No, but the average. Can we also argue? I'd argue the average pub probably is like pretty meh sort of food. You know,
I'd probably put that in meh.
Yeah. Yeah, unless it's like top tier. But I'd say there's more. If I was to go to a random pub, like close my eyes, I'd imagine the average would probably be like, that's not the best.
I'm thinking pub food, like it's like most pubs are going to be like, you get like a deal. It's like starter and main for $7.99.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I can think of. And it's like fish and pub chips food. And it's just not great.
Right, kebab. Bottom tier, surely.
It depends if it's German doner.
Really? I've never had a...
GDK's... decent, but if you're looking at like a normal, just like getting a kebab, I would put that
like
bottom.
A 2 a.m. after a night out, and you're bottom like, tier. Kebab, right? Bottom tier. We've got burger and fries, so Five Guys, something like that.
I'd put it in banging,
I'd put
it in elite.
No,
even if you get an amazing burger,
I've never had an amazing burger and gone, that's the best food I've ever
had. Like Fat Hippo, like that's really nice.
Yeah,
like there are good burger places, even like Gourmet Burger Kitchen's nice, but
what about Shake Shack?
Shake Shack was good. Wall Burgers was good.
Yeah, Shake Shack's elite.
I would say.
What about In-N-Out? Fucking meh. Incredibly meh. So burger and fries.
Burger and fries in banging.
Yeah, I'd say best fries like the Five Guys fries.
They're
the best. And then like burger wise, give me a Shake Shack burger.
Shake Shack or what? Wall Burgers was banging.
Yeah, I preferred Shake Shack, but Wall Burgers was very good. So Mark Wahlberg, shout out.
Yeah, well done, Mark.
We have American pizza. So this would be like a Domino's Pizza Hut, some more of a sloppy sort of pizza. This is such a hard one because I feel like this should be elite. Like this should be top tier at times, but then also it can be like, you get a shit Domino's, mate. You're shitting yourself. You're not going to feel too good.
I'd put it in banging as well.
Banging? Okay.
Yeah. I think because I'm almost thinking of like, the elite tier being like really nice food and like a Domino's, it's good, but I wouldn't be like, oh, it's really nice food. I'd almost be looking at really good quality food or better quality food probably for the elite tier.
Okay, so we'll go up with one Thai. I'd say elite, but it has to be a good Thai. But I really like Thai food.
What are we classing as, like, what would you have if you were getting Thai food?
Like pad Thai, so like noodles, chicken, like spicy rice, chicken, stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, that sort of food. Because
so like,
below this,
we went, the Thai was good, wasn't it? And then also, like, what was the second place we went to? La noodle. Yeah. Classing that as Thai. Yeah, or I'd Chinese, say like or...
the problem is China. Okay, we'll do Chinese as well. I think Thai is just better than Chinese. It's just more. There's more taste. There's a bit more spice to it. Not in a bad like spicy. Just there's more herbs. There's more of a taste. Like yeah. I'd say Chinese would be, in my opinion, the one below. So banging, and then I'd have Thai as like a bit better than.
See, I'm
Chinese.
Not, again, I'm probably not experienced enough to be like, oh yeah, this is so much different because it's Thai than Chinese.
Yeah.
Like, I would probably class it as Asian cuisine.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'd almost put them together.
Okay.
And well, I'd probably have them in, yeah, I'd probably say elite.
Yeah, I would. I would say, yeah, I'd say they both could be in there. I'm happy to go with that if you are, mate. We after this have Chip Shop.
Horrendous.
Yeah. The funniest thing is, like, I couldn't ever imagine.
There'll be
imagine,
people that
yeah,
would put that as top,
like,
though.
Oh, can I have a medium fries, or medium yeah, chips and a battered fish?
Battered
sausage, yeah. You get cod. Like,
chips and gravy or something, like battered
yeah,
sausage and
curry
mushy
sauce.
Peas.
Yeah, mushy peas. Oh, that would be vile.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not a fan.
You know,
like, back from where I'm from originally, like, fish and chips is quite like a big thing.
No, it is where I was. I remember like playing like football, and most of the lads afterwards with their parents would get like go to the chip shop.
Yeah,
and I'd be like,
I've never liked it. Even as a kid, like my dad would often get it, like, and he'd be like, oh, you want, and like, no. Oh, my dad, would, like, we'd go into town, and my dad would get chips with like vinegar and salt, and like, I just never wanted it.
No, I wasn't a fan. So what we got that bottom like,
horrendous
bottom
with kebab.
Yeah, horrendous with kebab. Lovely, Nando's. It's one of the. This is what I meant when I said, like, this is a very, like, decent to, like, good place. First date, wicked, perfect. I don't really think you can go wrong with a Nando's. Like,
I feel like Nando's is a bit of a shit fit.
Yeah, it's a shit fit. No, but, like, let's say not maybe first date.
For
like,
food,
first
it's
few
decent.
Days.
I would put it in banging. Like,
yeah, I'd
because,
have it banging.
And I
yeah.
think especially if you are, like, trying to account for it.
Oh, yeah, mate.
It's
yeah,
very, very good to be able to account for the calories.
Yeah, it's good food. When it's good, it's really good. They've got some really good things on the menu. I think it's banging. Yeah. Like, I think like when you get a 10 out of 10 Nando's, sometimes it's like that's like god tier. But then I think
like,
the average is like pretty like,
I feel
yeah,
like
good.
Banging, the banging tier is like you'd have it in any phase and enjoy it.
Yes.
So like we've got burger and fries, American style pizza and Nando's.
Yeah.
They're all like for me what I would have as like a regular, let's say I was having an off plan meal every Friday, like I'd probably go for one of those.
Yeah.
But Elite is like a nice meal out.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I get with that. We have Mexican. This is again. This is banging. This is
that's got to be elite.
I'll go elite. Yeah, like I'm happy with that. I'd go banging as a minimum.
Yeah, it's we might have to change that, but it is up there.
Yeah, I'd say
Mexican
it's up there. Mexican is really good. Yeah, I'll agree.
What
with
was
that.
It called?
Nacho Daddy.
Nacho Daddy.
Shout out Sabrina.
Nacho Daddy. Still think about her.
Yeah, we're both in love with you, Sabrina. Mm. Can somebody please send this to the Las Vegas?
She did want
Nacho
me.
Daddy. She preferred Finn. She didn't really fancy.
She likes tall, skinny guys.
Yeah, I was too much of a meathead. That's what I'm going to say. That's it. Right, Mackey's, KFC, fast food. This has to be. My opinion is the only people that actively like or go out for Mackey's is the people that were brought up where it was like a weekly tradition. Because the food's shit. Like,
I'd put it in meh.
Yeah, the only acceptable.
I don't think it's horrendous. I
no,
think there's potential.
No. I think it's better than a kebab. If there was a kebab place and like you know one
fish
of those,
and chips or
or those cheap, you know those chicken places that just do like fried chicken. I'd much rather a Mackey's.
Dixie chickens.
Yeah, stuff like that. But at the same time, I look at it and think like the only acceptable time is like you've not prepped your meal, which you're on the way back from a football game or something that's late, and it's like 9:30, and it's like oh, I'll just grab a Mackey's and I can grab some chicken.
I haven't
or something.
Had a Mackey's for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
But like, I used to like a chicken legend, but apparently
don't do them anymore. No, chicken legends were the best thing on the menu by a mile. Yeah.
But I still think even KFC, like you can get like a rice box.
Yeah.
Like and to be fair, KFC Crushums are good. The Milky Way ones. But I'd put that in meh.
Yeah. Okay. Dessert food.
Elite.
Straight away, please. Well, we haven't got cookies or anything like that. That should be cookies and dessert.
That counts though.
Yeah. I feel like
I've got
Reese, please, Elite. It's got to be Elite. Reese, Elite, please, right now, Elite. Can we go afterwards? We're going to finish this and be like, what time's your haircut? What time's physio? I'll go for dessert after. Yeah.
No, to be fair, like...
I always enjoy... Because I rarely ever have them. Like, it's nice when you go out for, like, you can get a nice dessert. The problem is it's very easy to be like, I'll go out for one afterwards and you just feel a bit
sloppy. And it's just poor quality food.
Yeah, it is poor quality food. But it's nice in very brief, like, every 3 to 6 months when your stomach can handle... Like a waffle or whatever.
If I'm being more... Like, I would put it in elite.
Yeah.
just from my opinion. Yeah. If I'm putting it in as like an actual food source and the warrant of it, it'd be horrendous.
But I also think, like, I remember, especially like me and Sanaa had one on our birthday, like 2021, and we went out for like we had a dessert and it was nice. And then like there was a time like maybe last year when we were in Liverpool, Leeds, and we went out for a dessert, and I actually remember that it was a nice, like, we went for a nice walk. It was through like the Liverpool city centre. It was like proper, I would say Leeds city centre. It was proper cool. And it was like, I look back and think that was a nice time. So I probably would, I wouldn't say elite personally.
Let's put it in decent then.
Yeah, okay, decent. We'll go decent. Like mid tier.
From an actual perspective of like
quality.
Let's say if we were thinking about this again, like I say, elite, we're looking at like it's good quality.
Yeah.
It's a nice occasion.
For what we've specified, it's not elite.
It's beneficial towards like
what we're
actually
doing. Yeah, like
spiking MPS.
And also, if you think about it, let's say if you were to say, oh, health-wise, if we were to close our eyes and go God tier. And it was dessert right now. Let's say if we were to say, right, we're going to go for a meal right now, God tier. We'd be like, oh, sick Mexican.
Yeah,
or like,
if it was dessert,
we'd be like, oh, I don't really want a dessert now, you know? It's very like phase and time specific.
Yeah. I would never randomly go for a dessert in the middle of the day. Like,
no, imagine.
That'd
no
feel
chance.
Weird.
Yeah. Right, we've got Italian pizza.
That's quite high up.
It is quite high, isn't it?
I'd probably put that in banging as well.
Yeah, we've got four in there now.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. We're going to have a bit of an argument. Indian?
Nah.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like,
I like Indian food. And
I like Indian food.
Same as you. Like,
yeah.
Grew up with having it quite a lot.
It, yeah.
My dad cooks it all the time.
Yeah.
Mum and dad go to India a lot. But
yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of it.
Like, it's too heavy. And you like to get... it's always quite heavy. It's always a bit greasy.
Mm.
It does usually fuck up your stomach. Like
it is, it can be very greasy. Like even if you just get something pretty plain and just get like a chicken dish, like a chicken tikka masala or something.
Yeah,
it's still quite
greasy.
The rice
is always a bit like it's always like always quite oily.
Oily, yeah.
And like I think the best way, like I couldn't remember one of the last Indians I had was when I was in Egypt and I drank the night before and I was like my stomach was really bad. Like I shat myself a few times. Yeah. Like, not shat myself, but like I had like bad diarrhea and I was like throwing up. And then that night I had one meal that day and that was the Indian. And I remember literally, I messaged Finn, I think I like, sent him a photo of me on the toilet or whatever. Me and Sanaa, I had the Indian, literally got up, was walking to the beach, it was like 8 p.m. and like I literally just like shat myself on the walk. And I said to Sanaa, I could get the message up. And I remember I saying to Sanaa, like, I need to go to the toilet, my stomach's a bit meh. Bear in mind, I've shat myself. Waddled to the toilet and I was on the toilet for like honestly like 30 minutes. She messaged me like, is everything okay? And I was like, yep, just all the food I've just had of that Indian just come out of me. That was probably one of my last Indians and probably will be my last Indian.
I think a really good quality Indian.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
And if you don't like go crazy with spice,
yeah,
then generally it's really, really nice. Like flavours wise, like one of the best. Yeah. But I think again for what we're looking at, if we're looking at not impacting digestion too much,
yeah,
it not being too greasy, too oily, etc., then yeah, I'd put it in meh.
You know, it would be a food challenge, and it's not even that. Indian pre-legs, find out what happens. Boxer reveal afterwards, boxer short reveal. Who's got the worst boxers? Right, I think let me just go through them. So, pizza,
that's
American,
it, yeah,
burger and fries, chip shop, Indian, Chinese, Thai, kebab, pub food, Mackey's, dessert food, sushi, Mexican, Italian pizza, Nando's, everything.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, there was only 14 then. So we got one space available.
Well, I've got, at the minute, I've got two in horrendous.
Okay.
I've got kebab and fish and chips.
Okay.
I've got three in meh.
Yeah.
Pub food, fast food, Indian.
Okay.
Decent, we've got sushi and dessert.
Banging, we've got to move one down.
Banging, we've got burger and fries, American style pizza, Nando's, Italian pizza, and then elite, we've got three. So we can only have a maximum of three.
I feel like the obvious one's the American pizza. I didn't move that down.
To decent?
Yeah.
What, you think that over burger and fries?
Yeah. Because if you're getting it, I'd rather, like, right now, if you were to say to me, oh, Reese, do you want to go for a Domino's or do you want to get a pizza? I'd be like, no. But if you were to say to me, do you want to go for a burger and fries? I'd be like, yeah, I can handle it. It's not as heavy. Volume's a bit lower. But I can understand, like, I personally prefer, like, most of the time in the evening, like, I probably prefer, like, a bit of a heavier pizza, but not, like, constantly throughout the day. You know? Imagine being, like, post-workout.
This is how we'll decide it. If you had one off-plan meal for the rest of your life.
I prefer pizza.
What would it be? Burger and fries.
Burger and fries in an off-season peak for that.
American style pizza, Nando's, or Italian pizza.
What would I least prefer? The burger and fries, probably. So move that down.
Yeah, same.
I'd say yeah. Okay, there we go.
Cool. There we have it.
We probably have forgot maybe a couple like that we might not eat. I look through like a food list and I search like food near me just to have a look. We've got Uber Eats and it's going to be here.
If there's any that we missed that you like as your off-plan meals, let us know. But at the minute we have elite tier, Thai, Chinese, Mexican.
Yes.
Banging, American style pizza. So like Domino's, Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut's awful.
Pizza's better than Domino's.
Nando's, Italian pizza, Neapolitan pizza. Yeah. Decent, sushi, dessert food, burger and fries. Meh, pub food, fast food. So we're classing like Mackey's and KFC kind of places.
Yeah.
Indian, and then horrendous, kebab, fish and chips. Any recommendations? Please ask in the comments. Please recommend in the comments and we can place them next time.
Yeah. Right, that's that, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed the tier list. I'm guessing we probably might have rustled a few feathers, as you might want
rustled,
to say.
Not ruffled.
Is it rustled or ruffled?
Ruffled.
Is it ruffled? Russell.
Russell lives rent-free in your head.
Yeah, he does. He hates me that much. That's my mum's boyfriend. My mum's boyfriend hates me. Thanks, Russell. He's literally in the door. Like, he's literally through that wall. Yeah, I'm going to cry myself to sleep. Thanks, mate. Thanks for that. That's that. Hopefully everyone's enjoyed. We're back again next week with probably a few more episodes and maybe another tier list of something or some bonus content. Hopefully everyone's enjoying.
Anything you want to see, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. If everyone's got any questions, ideas for tier lists, anything like that's maybe a bit funny or whatever, like when it comes to stuff. This wasn't really that funny. Might be, but I don't think it is. Yeah, send it through. Other than that, hopefully everyone's enjoyed. See you later. Bye-bye. Catch you soon.